So did they sick the police dog, the police canine on the person who is running from the law?
They did
in
not.
In that instance? Well, I tell you what, I have heard that that can be quite frightening.
Really?
For the person, yeah, running from the law. And even if there's witnesses to it, to that vicious dog attack, attacking.
Do you have personal experience with this?
Some I do, yes.
Are you still having nightmares?
That video, of course, lives in infamy thanks to social media, where everything will now stay up there until the end of time. Or at least that's what we think. You think Facebook will ever go away? You know, MySpace.
I don't know. My husband and I, we've talked about that. Because, yeah, MySpace went away. I mean, it didn't go away. It's just not as popular anymore. Interesting. I don't know.
Who were your, what was
it? My top eight?
The top eight, yeah. Do you remember your top eight friends?
Yeah.
And was Tom one of them?
No.
Okay.
No.
Just making sure.
No, I think I had a different boyfriend at the time.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Hey now. Sorry to Chadley if he's listening.
But I think you can. I can still log into my old MySpace. If I have the same password, I could try. Mm. Mm. Did you have a MySpace?
I did.
Do you still have it active?
I mean, if I do, unbeknownst to me, I don't even know if I'd remember what my username and or password were for MySpace. Hey, last hour when we talked about Joey Chestnut, hot dog eating champ, somebody reached out to me and said, "Hey, what about the female champ? You can't discriminate against the ladies either." It was Mickey, or I believe that's how you say your name, Mickey Sudo. What'd she end up eating? 37 hot dogs, buns, and wieners in 10 minutes. Now listen, this girl's kind of cute, but then you see her eat these hot dogs and then you say to yourself, she's not that cute anymore.
Stop.
I'm just saying.
It's a little different.
The way she devours those dogs.
Yee. No, thank you.
Anything a man can do, a female can do.
Better.
As well. Well, not better, judging by the 74 hot dogs by Chestnut and, what were they, 37 by.
That is
half. Half right there. Isn't it? Yeah, that's half. 37 and 37, 74.
Can you imagine eating that many hot dogs?
I don't want to think about it. Hey, you weren't here when we had our sinkhole out back, right? Our Z Country sinkhole?
No.
You weren't here for that? Mm-mm. That's kind of the reason why everything got tore up back there and we need a new septic tank and everything else.
Oh, gosh.
Which is, it's just a disaster out back at this point. All the dirt that was dug. I don't know how deep they dug into the ground for this new septic tank. But anyways, that's the reason why we had that sinkhole out there. I was charging people admission.
Oh, you were?
Come see the sinkhole,
oh,
yeah.
Okay.
$10 a pop. Kids 12 and under, $9 a pop. And then all the money went to the Eric McElroy Twin Foundation. But no, this sinkhole story is nuts. This kid, 16-year-old driver in Minnesota, had his license for a month and his car for just a few weeks. And he drove it right into a sinkhole following some heavy rains that went down
scary.
In Minnesota. He escaped by climbing out of his back window.
Oh.
Yeah. Without injury. Not hurt whatsoever.
Lucky.
Sinkhole formed after a culvert under the road was washed out due to, like I said, all the rain. Now, the guy was on his way to work, 16-year-old teenager. Nice excuse, though, right? He calls the boss. Listen, boss, hey, I drove my car into a sinkhole. Yeah, listen, buddy. It's the second time you've called off this week. I'm not believing your sinkhole story. You're fired. You're gone.
No, was he fired?
Boss, I swear.
No.
No, he wasn't fired. Not that I know of. But his grandma said, yeah, he got his driver's license literally 1 month ago. Had the car for a few weeks until the sinkhole swallowed it up. Is that something, I mean, listen, I know insurance companies can be quite weird, especially when they term things of, oh, it was an act of God.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know.
Kind of. Yeah.
I don't know. Sinkhole coverage? I want to think about it. Yeah, you should have seen our Z Country sinkhole. They're still, the pictures,
scary.
The pictures still exist out there.
Do they?
They are there.
I need to look for them.
No, it was massive. It was kind of scary.
Well, yeah, because it could take the whole building.
It could take your life.
Okay, let's not go.
A sinkhole can.
Let's not be dramatic.
Hey, we understand you got a little under the influence last night. Couple,
oh my god,
couple of drinks is all it took.
I had two.
But this woman, you may want to call her a dumb criminal and would do just that.
What an idiot!
Arrested for driving under the influence twice within 3 hours. I'll explain.
No,
Madison, Wisconsin.
Jesus.
47-year-old woman first pulled over by police at 2:15 a.m. for a defective headlight. Listen, it's a safety issue. Normally, they'll just give you a warning unless you're highly intoxicated. As in this case, this woman was. She was then taken in for a couple hours. Drunk tank is what they call it, right?
Right.
Are you talking from experience?
No.
Oh, okay. I was just wondering. Her husband came and scooped her up, then literally just a couple of hours later at 4:30 a.m., the same police officer who pulled her over the first time pulled her over once again because of the same headlight was defective. And she was taken in a second time for driving under the influence.
What an idiot.
Twice in 3 hours.
Wow.
Madison, Wisconsin's finest. Patrolling the streets and keeping them safe. Not only maybe from sinkholes, but also dumb drivers out there.
Yeah, wow.
Hey, Michelle's currently, if not, she will be soon.
What?
She'll be perusing through Facebook.
I am perusing through Facebook right
and
now.
And that's to pick a winner soon for our contest today. We have Pittsburgh Zoo and PPG Aquarium tickets. Last time I checked, it was like 200-plus
yeah.
comments. I don't know what the tabulation is up to at this point in time. Do you have it up there or no?
You know, my computer, it's loading.
What is the deal? It's only 2018.
I know.
With that computer over there.
I mean, you noticed. Okay, here we go. We're up to. Well, I can't see how many, but there are a lot.
OMG. Do you know how Facebook works?
Yeah, I'm looking at the comments right now, but it didn't give me a total number, the way that I came upon the post.
Well, the speculation and the drama now leading up to that number is it's kind of ho-hum.
There are a lot. There are over 250.
Point. There are exactly 438, as I just looked up right now. You see how easy that was, Michelle?
Well, that see, when you come onto the post on Facebook on the desktop, it doesn't show you a number.
I don't want to hear it. You guys comment on that next hour. Michelle will pick a winner out of all 438, maybe more of you at that point in time. We'll just have to wait and see.